Okay, let's begin. Adam, Shenitma. Okay, this topic is not exactly a popular topic, but we'll learn it anyway, just for the sake of learning everything that's in the Sefer. Interesting idea. Wait, you want one of this? Okay. Adam, Shenitma, Masa, Yitbol, Bebeiker, Oiberem. This is a very interesting diak in the Pasek. When a person is Tamei, is there an inyan of zrizim akdimim lemitzvahs to go to mikvah as soon as possible? We know this for the sixth parsha when it comes to a bris milah, when it comes to many mitzvahs, zrizim akdimim lemitzvahs. I remember my Rebbe Rav Kahana. What? Except in Lakewood, what do you mean?
They don't make the bris and they don't make bris for some.
That's because the guys are still sleeping.
The afternoon? What?
They do. Ask around. In Lakewood, they make the bris in the afternoon.
Why?
Because people are sleeping in the morning.
I don't know the reason, but the vinegar is to make the bris in the afternoon.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't believe it.
The vinegar is not a good word for that. Okay.
My brother made a bris 7 o'clock. We had to leave 5 o'clock in the morning. I would seem to be a standard procedure to make. I don't know.
This is standard procedure, except.
Okay, I don't know. I never heard this. Okay, but generally this rule of zrizim makdim lemitzvos. I remember my Rebbe Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was very upset that the minug is, this is talking the minug, that pidyon haben, people are not zoris. As long as they make, pidyon haben is made generally in the late afternoon, right before shkia. Okay, that's sometimes, many times, more often than not, it has to be because it's not yet going to be, 29 and a half days, but there are situations in halacha where the bris can be made first thing in the morning. There are many, we once went through the calculations. So in those situations where the bris can technically be made first thing in the pidyon haben, it is still, by the vast majority of Klai Yisrael, the minig to be no emergency. You'll make the pidyon haben, technically you can make the pidyon haben even at night, according to many opinions.
Oh, yeah.
So you can make the pidyon haben the first thing in the morning, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, the minhag olam is the pidyon haben, people make the pidyon haben later.
Why is that?
Why? So if you look at the sermon, it's because it could be the reason it even was a takana, because since there are many situations where the pidyon haben must be made later in the day, because it's not yet 29 and a half days in time, you have to wait a certain amount of time for a pidyon haben. So it became like a loy plug. So all pidyon habens, in order to make, there should not be confusion, all pidyon habens should be later in the afternoon, because of those few situations where if you make the pidyon haben in the morning, it's going to be loy yotza. He disagreed with that. He held that if you can make the pidyon of Kahana, Rav Kahana was a Rashi in Torah Vadas. Rav Kahana. Kahanov or Kahana, a different way. I'm not sure, no. I don't think so. He was in Crown Heights, then he's in Long Beach. No, maybe that's a mishpacha. He was a Rav, he was a Zakin. He was a Rav, I think, in Long Beach for a period of time. He was a Rav originally in Crown Heights.
And he taught in Torah Vadas.
He told me that I actually remember, when I came, my father became Rav in the Yonville Avenue J. So there was a collection of like older Balabatim, Zakanim. They were elderly people, a whole collection of them, and over the years they all passed away. So he told me that those Balabatim that he named off a whole list of people, and I remember some of their names, were his Balabatim in Crown Heights.
Wow.
And when Crown Heights, the neighborhood changed, the whole Chevra moved together to Flatbush.
Also the Franco exodus.
And many of them, they settled in this neighborhood, and they joined, it was different children, Right, that is, they joined that shul, and then that shul turned into the Young Israel, and these were his Balabatim.
So this goes way back.
Way back, yes. Yeah.
Which shul was set in Crown Heights?
The Youth of Israel, because the National Council of Young Israel refused to give them a charter, because they were too close to the Young Israel of Flatbush. There was a rule, you have to have a certain distance, there shouldn't be competition. And then finally they caved in, they gave them their own charter. So they changed from the Young Israel. I remember I used to have the stationery in the office, the Youth of Israel, which they had. Okay, this is ancient history. don't know. He told me there was a his balabatim. But so this Rav Kahn, so he told me he holds the shloik halacha. He says something called zrizim makdimim lemitzos, and just like he's supposed to be zrizim makdimim when it comes to bris mila, Pinyan Aben is no different, and it has to be done first thing in the morning. There's no excuse not to make it first thing in the morning. However, the meaning is not like that. Now here he talks about another meaning of going to make a person is tame. Is there an inyan that he should go to mikvah as soon as possible to be metaher himself? We're talking about people who anyway go to mikvah for this purpose. Okay, bizman hazeh, people not very few people, not everyone is nizar in these inyanim. What? Tilas Ezra is batel, but there are people that are nizar in these things. There are people. Rav Pam, I heard from someone in the yeshiva told me that Rav Pam told someone that if you're in Koilel, if you're learning in Kol Torasa Imnaso, you just got married and you're sitting and someone is supporting you to learn for a year or two until you go out to work, whatever. So during the time you're sitting in Koilel, you should be nizar. You should learn the tahara. There's no excuse. You're anyway not going to work. So why shouldn't you learn b'tahara? You should learn b'tahara for this kufa of your life when you're sitting and learning. So, and also someone told me that someone who does, the people, there are the issues on the approach of people that do public services, like a bal koire, or a person that gives a daf yomi shir, person that does tzorchei, so there is more of an inyan that if you're being oisik, but tzorchei tzidur, then the person should do a little bit more, go Friday, whatever it is, you should go once in a while. There's an achrayis, if you're being oisik, but tzorchei tzidur, you have an achrayis in the tzidur, you should do it b'tahar. Not everyone is agree to this. But the question over here is there an inyan of zrizin, if anyway you're going to do these things, is there an inyan when it comes to this of zrizin makdimin? So l'chayr, if you wouldn't say otherwise, before you even read these two paragraphs, you would say, of course, right? Of course.
Why
everything.
Delay?
What?
Why delay?
Adab, this is the principle in Chazal. Yet, he's shocking what it says here. There's a beferish pasuk that seems to say there's no big deal. When it comes to this thing, you can delay as long as you want. What's the pasuk? Parashas ki seitzei. Nemar, ki yeh b'cha isha shelo yeh tar mikri loyla. V'yotzel mel mechutz machne v'lo yovel techa machne v'hoyel. Look what it says. Lifnois Erev. Yirchatz b'mayim. Uchavoy ha-shemesh, yovel techa machne.
Because
you need Erev Shemesh. Oh, so what do you mean? When it comes to Tumas Keri, you don't need Erev Shemesh. Only Harish Shemesh or Truma. Now, when it comes to now it comes to David, it's a complete tire we're going to make for Tumas Keri. There's no Harish Shemesh.
The pasuk was talking about didn't accomplish anything because he needed Harish. Vah Shemesh.
Well, yeah. Okay, so let's see, but anyway, okay, let's see, that's exactly the issue. Exactly the issue. So the puzzle does not say Vayu Lufnei Seref. The puzzle just say Yirchatz Bamoyim Uchavoy HaShemesh Shevel Techamachneh. In the case of the pasuk is dealing with tumah. He's dealing with tumah. It's dealing with kachim, taras akodesh, kachim, mice, or whatever it is. You want to go machane shchina, machane levia. So you can't come into. So, but still go to the mikveh right away. Go to the mikveh, because at least going to the mikveh right away is going to bring you to a darug of tahara. It's not going to bring you to the full darug of tahara where you can eat truma, you can eat meiser, all of those things. But at least they'll do kachim, but at least they'll do something. So why does the pasuk have to say, why the hoya lifnoi serev? Listen, go already in the evening. It's a pella. Why the pasuk has to say this? Let's see what he says. Hagoyim of Yosef Engel. Besifrei Gilyon Yashas, Kosav Lahakshas Madua, Kosav HaTorah Shezman HaTfila Shel Bal Keri, who lifnei. First of all, pasuk is addressing Pshuta Shel Mikra, Mikrei Laila. Okay, that it's also Mikrei Laila. So we're dealing with specifically this type of tuma, which is a light tuma. Lahakras, Madua Kosva Hatorah Shizman Hatfilo Shel Malkari Hu Lifnoi Seref. Fahaloi Biyodoi Litbol Miyod Ba Boiker. Ulahamtin Ad Lavoiho Erev Shozihe Mutu Lovelomachne. Why does it have to say these two words? It doesn't make any difference in the halacha. V'yav shebesugin darshu. Even though you'll tell me that this daf, okay, that's why this is topic is part of the daf samach v'masechta nozir, because even though he makes a drasha, these two words are extra. V'yav shebesugin darshu mimasha mulhatar lipoyos naserv la'inyin din shechvazer shel zav, a special halacha, whatever the halacha is, mikol makam adayin yesh lahavin lufi pshutoy shel mikra. We have to first understand before we get to drasha. drashas. The Torah can find another drasha to make the halacha that we want to our agenda. We always have to have pshutai shel mikra. What is pshutai shel mikra? Yeish olufi pshutai shel mikra madu amar haTorah sheyitbo lufnai seref. Lefi arizo kasa from Yosef Engel, an incredible chiddush. Awesome chiddush. You would never imagine this. Yitochein she'ein b'tfilo din zrizim makdimim lifol miyad b'boiker. Afilu l'mando omar tfilo b'zmana mitzvah. Even though we have a halacha when it comes to a nida b'zmana, now the sfira, so that's on the day, on the calendar day. It doesn't have to, once you reach the calendar day, well, man, it doesn't have a calendar day, but once it comes to a tzvila, there's no din zrizim makdimim lemitzvahs. The alkein, therefore, the Torah taught you this halacha, it bedavka ichor ha-kosev zman, and the kosev, lifnei seref. Loimar, sherashai, that's exactly the pshuta shel mikra, to teach you, afilu lichatchila la'achar tefila, lichatchila la'achar, you can delay, tevilasoi ad lifnei seref. Incredible chiddush. Ulam b'siyum devarav hevi tam achein madua hatara kosev lifnei seref. He brings other ayin sham. He at the end he doesn't tell himself here what he writes, but he has other chidushim why not, might not necessarily be correct. The other reasons, so it's not a raya. Then he quotes to v'ayin yinei b'shudle if chaimi disagrees. He holds, of course, you have to do it right away. Nishal al adam shol yitomim mikra mikra laila uchadoyim v'yohu raga litbol b'tefila kedei l'tar gufay. It was his custom to go to mikra for this. Im yemaher liyos tefilasa b'boiker b'boiker kaidim tefila kedei shehu kedei shehi tar. I be emsayim oyeh davka samach le'erav kipshat hakasa b'seder. So he asks exactly this question. The person, it was his custom to be in a state of Tahara, and he wanted to know, it says in the Pasuk, twice in the Torah, Lifnei Seref. Does that indicate that Bedavka, maybe there is an inyan that you should Bedavka go to mikvah close to Harav Shemesh? Or no, when you should go to mikvah as soon as possible. So he paskind, the Heshev, this is Chiddush, Nero Loimar, ki bevadai le'inyan Tahara kol kama shemakdim litvol mitzvah ika. Lachos ratom migufa. It's a dover pashat. You should go to mikvah as soon as possible, if you can, of course. Uma shahatayra omra shatfila hi lifnas erev ein ze el inyin achilas kadoshim she'ein yochol lechol ad sheyarev hashemesh. Since when it comes to kadoshim, anyway you need harav shemesh, so you might as well delay going to mikvah, because you're going to go to mikvah in the middle of the day, who knows, you'll get into trouble, you'll jump tummy again. Ulam le'inyin atahara, when you're dealing with carry, where there is no hair of shemesh, there is no question. Letaher gufay mitumas carry who nitar betfila af the shachris v'chol kama sheyimahal litvol yesh b'zem mitzvah sahara shemimahar lehasir hatuma migufa. Earlier the better. Vehevi shekein mevu bechinuch shatahara hi miyad kishetoyvel. It's a davar pasha when it comes to tefilas carry. There is no inyan of hair of shemesh. Going to mikvah b'zman hazeh, it does not exist today, such a thing of harav shemesh b'zman hazeh, and therefore adarabah, the earlier the better. V'rak le'inyan achilas kakadoshim tzarech lahamten ad harav yisera mizo kosav halev chayim shebizman shebeis milish hayekayim lo hayeroy shebal keri yitvel b'boiker. So since you do, in order to enter into Machane Levia, a Baal Keri needs Harav Shemesh, so it would be ideal to wait as long as possible. Because if he would go early in the morning, there's always a chance that he would become Tomei again, and I realize it.
I think the Gemara says that you have this idea that you went to the mikveh already, then you could go. Yeah,
right.
So you don't do it until
the very last moment.
You can't, it's like Dr. Meyer
a frame of mind.
You know, psychologically, maybe you think you could do. You're allowed to Dr. Meyer, but if you can't do Malacha, what's the point? Because you're going to make a mistake.
Ulam bezman hazeh she'ein nichnasim lemachne levia she'ein lemachne levia shuhar abayis af li'achar tzvila, until after tzvila. You're not allowed to enter Machane Levia Shua Harbais Af Leachar Tefila. Ein Mokom L'Chashash Hanal. There's no Chashash. What's machan levi harbayis machan levi? We don't call the harbayis. So this talk is very interesting. This I want to one day do some, learn this sugya going on to the harbayis. What exactly is the problem going on harbayis? It's very fascinating. A lot of things.
The problem is going on kindness of kedoshim harbayis. It doesn't mean going on harbayis.
There are different types of tefillah. You go to mikvah. What did the people go to on the harbayis today? They don't go on the harbayis mamish. They walk around the edge. So they go to mikvah. So why do they have to go to mikvah? Anyway, not going on the harbayis. They do. So where are they going? What are they going for?
A suffix.
What suffix? You can't go there altogether. Anyway, they're not going. So why are they bother going to the mikvah? Just anyway, they claim you're not going on the harbayis. You're walking along the perimeter. We know what the harbayis is. We know that this is a safe area. So if you're not going on the harbayis, so why do you have to go to mikvah? Take off your shoes. You go to mikvah. So there's a reason why they do it. There is a halachic reason. But I'm just curious if that's the halachic reason. Do they also require Harav Shemesh? Because going to Machan Levi, you do need Harav Shemesh. So maybe one day we'll learn about this. There are a couple of articles that have been written on this. We'll maybe do some research. So this is a very interesting sugya. Is there such thing in this the discussion? He's quoting over here of Yosef Engel. Of Yosef Engel has a tzad to say in Echnami. In Echnami, there's no emergency. It's an exception to the rule of Zrizin, Makdimim, Lemitzvahs. Obviously, many chaylik on this. It's not so simple. Okay, let's go to the next thing. Peiros Bekever, Shmuel Hanavi. The Gemara tells that Shmuel was a Nazir. He was a Nazir.
Mishnah.
He was a Nazir. And therefore, there is a minog that you, when you go to the cave of Shmuel Hanavi, we know where it is today, correct? So it says that you're not supposed to drink in his presence because he was a Nazir. How dare you come and drink Yayin in the presence of the Kever of Shmuel Hanavi? Right here. You shouldn't eat fruit because fruit also, sweet fruit can intoxicate you. Look what it says. Beseder Hadoirois Kosta B'Shem Sefer Gililois Eretz Yisrael Sheshmuel Hanavi Nikbar Be'ir Roma, the Ef Shalavai Limarosai Mi Sheyesh Etzlai Eze Pri. You're not allowed to have fruit when you enter in his presence. Fruit, called it means grapes. A Nazir may not eat a product of the vine, not just one. You can't eat grapes, the seeds, the pits, the chatzani. You're not allowed to enter.
Rehearing
means
specifically
rice. I'm assuming, maybe by extension, maybe he means all fruit by extension, because what was Shmuel? What was he? Nazir Olam? I don't know what he was. Nazir Olam, Stam and Nazir Olam, right?
I don't mind.
Every 30 days. So that's what the fasting chiddush. Mi sheyesh etzlay ezer pri shalifit shayin nazir. Ayin v'sefer chayim v'chesed hu v'takanu shetuknu b'yushlam shalo yelchul shesu yayin lekeve Shmuel Hanavi v'kein lo yishtu yayin kol zman. No wine or grapes allowed in the vicinity of the keller of Shmuel Hanavi because he was a Nazir. Next.
Arabs watch out for that.
What do you mean?
Arabs are very much in it. They also have their place
there. What do you mean?
They watch it all along. It's their place too.
It's all their place too. They don't drink wine. They're very nizzy not to drink wine. Altogether, period.
In general.
But here it's for us. Okay. Okay. Next sugya. One thing you learn from this is that in the presence of the mace, you shouldn't do things that they did not like in their lifetime. Right, you go to a kaver and the that's a general halach. Let's say let's say today it became very fashionable to take pictures of kvar. Go to the cemetery. I was in the cemetery yesterday, so I went to Levi's. So people take pictures. So I remember about a year ago, 2 years ago, there was a Levi'ah, and I think it was Steinveritzel over here, and he made an announcement. He made an announcement. No, maybe it was Rabbi Halberstam. Right, Halberstam. He made an announcement. We go to the cemetery. No pictures or not. It's not the right thing to do. He felt that it's a zilzil in the kivra, in the kvarim, to start taking pictures in the cemetery.
He's holding up the.
You know, he said this is the wrong thing to do. Okay, so not everyone is
In general,
he felt, I don't know exactly where you draw the line. I mean, you have to take pictures. Obviously, there's a need to have pictures of the kvarim at some point in time. But he just felt in a certain setting, it's not the right thing to do. But the metzias is people, not everyone, whatever the situation is. But one thing you learn is that by a person in their lifetime, they don't want this thing done. You have to respect at least them. If you have a person that's very makbid on a certain hanhaga, you go with them hanhaga, they have a hanhaga, they don't want candles lit by their kever. Whatever, I'm just saying some shiga. So by them at least, for them, you have to at least respect what they wanted. If Shmuel Hanavi did not want, was a Nazir, and by him, Yain is Asur, so when you go to his kever, you have to respect his request. You have another person, they have a certain, when they're alive, they were Nizer in a certain halacha, at least in their presence by their kever, you know. I guess by the kever of the Chofetz Chaim, if you go to Radin, it would be a billion times worse to speak Lashon Hara at the kever of the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, people by kvar, they speak Lashon Hara. You have a conversation, so one thing leads to the next. Avak Lashon Hara. But if you go to the kever of the Chofetz Chaim, you have the schus to go to Radin, and you go to the kever, you have to tzitter. You have to mamish go to the tiniest dibur. The
kever. Just like in that other way, it's
right. That's what I'm trying to say. Is that that's
no problem, because this year they're doing fixing it up. They don't let you in.
Where? Who?
Shmuel's kever.
That's the reason why the summer of his kever. They don't allow anybody to go with an open shade. They have to cover your shade.
Oh, okay, very good. It was makbid. It's an echnami. So that's a limud. A limud you take out of this halacha. Next, kiyam mitzvah shvayif and shabonav yilamdu mimen. Okay, now we talk about amen. The last sugya of the mesachta is the sugya of amen. So he has here a few different inyanim about the concept of answering amen. So the general debate: what is better? Is machlokes the gemara? Is it better to make the bracha, or is it better to answer amen? And Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Hamavarech, the one that makes the bracha, he's the one that gets more credit. On the other hand, but the Gemara also mentions that one opinion holds, Gadol, the greater is the one who answers amen than the one who makes the bracha. Make the bracha. The bracha is better. So machlokes in the Gemara, what is better? So here he discusses over here. Now we're going to discuss the advantages of being the one who makes the bracha and the advantages of the one who answers amen. Let's see. Kiyam ha-mitzvahs ba'oifen shabonav yilmudu mimenu. The Gemara here says, b'sugin ha-huva machlokes ha-mavarechs machlokes the Gemara. Ha-mavarech gadol me'ho'inu amen, o'inu gadol me'ho'mavarech. Who is greater? Who gets more reward in heaven? The one who makes the bracha or the one who answers amen? B'sefer divrei Torah. Be'er machlokes u'alpima shabir ha-posek ha-nistorois la-Hashem elokeinu v'ha-niglois lonu u'levoneinu ad olam. What does this mean? Shemishu hu ovid Hashem derech nistar. A person who is a nistar, he serves Hashem secretly. No one knows, no one learns from his good deeds. Every time he does a mitzvah, he does it in secrecy. When he makes a bracha, he goes into a room and he's in his spedidus and he has kavana and no one sees him make the bracha. No one learns from his good ways. So hanistras gozund l'Hashem elokeinu. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no benefit for lanu ulevoneinu, for mankind. He's not a faker. No one's going to accuse him of doing it for ulterior motives because he's doing it privately. That person is in the category of hanistarois l'Hashem Elokeinu. Indeed, you may reach a higher level in kedusha. Aval, but the person who does it publicly, someone who does mitzvahs publicly, tahayne derech hanigle the Hef, I'm not sure what it means. Hapshat be'avodes Hashem isparach hu toiv lanu ulevaneinu. He serves as a model for other people. Ad oilam lasois es kol divrei haTorah hazos. The Hainush kishoavodes Hashem iskalia in public. Hare yiru banav avodosoi v'yasu kimaseu v'yilmudu la'avod gam hu gam heim es Hashem isparach v'chein yilmudu gam es b'neim v'zecho ikor v'hatachlis mash enke mishenoeg b'derech harishoyin. If a person goes in, so in saying v'hanigloys Hashem b'chein, it's better to be from the niglois lanu ulvanenu ad oilam. then being from the Nistara slash Shem Elokeinu. No, he goes, now he follows through. So first he brings out his Pshat the Pasuk. There are two Madregas, HaNistara slash Shem Elokeinu. And then there's the Madrega of HaNiglois Lanu Ulvanenu. But Lanu Ulvanenu has the advantage, it's Ad Oilan. So therefore he holds this to be a better Amayla to do it in public, even though your concentration may suffer. And people may accuse you of doing it for ulterior motives. It's kedai because the greater good is people will learn from your good deeds.
But ulterior motive could have been there.
Ulterior motive could be there. When you're doing it in public, people are going. You can't help yourself, but you can't help yourself.
Is that for any mitzvah, tzedakah?
To some degree, yeah. Any mitzvah. You give it publicly, you give tzedakah publicly, people should learn from your tzedakah. If you give, yeah, definitely. That's what they all say. People who give
donations.
People should learn and should be inspired. Should feel pressure and be inspired that if he's giving $1 million to tzedakah, so I also should give what I can give to tzedakah. People will learn from your good deeds. There's definitely some you'll accuse you. He wants the kavod. He wants his name on the building. It's not a perfect world. There's no such thing as a perfect, and nothing is perfect. So he'll have his kavod. So the kavod will take away a little bit from his schar. I have pleasure. But the greater good of inspiring other people to also donate buildings and support Torah is well worth it. L'fi zeh, according to this, bier, shezeh mash amarav l'chiyah b'rei, chatoif u'borich. Grab the bracha. Chap the bracha. V'hainu, shelito elis, Bray, for the benefit of his son, Kloimar, Litoelas Banov, the benefit of his children, Yesh Lavarich, it's better to be the one who makes the bracha, not the one that answers Amen, because the one who makes the bracha inspires other people. Shebekach Yishmu Eskoilo Chemoshamar Haria Kodesh, Tehilas Hashem Yidaber Pi. V'hainu, she'asker es Hashem b'peh, when I mention Hashem with my mouth, v'loi rak b'machshava. You have to praise Hashem with your peh. When you praise Hashem with your peh, people will listen, they will hear, and they will be inspired. Kidei, why? The pasuk continues, v'varech kol basar shem kacho, t'hainu she'gam acherim yishmu zos v'yis'eru gam himel l'daber l'fnei Hashem yisbrach. We explain, Shon, the pasuk, t'ilas Hashem yidaber pi, when it's bepi, then it's going to be Vivarech Kol Basar Shem Kodesho Li'olam Voed. But if it's not going to be Bepi, it's going to be Tilas Hashem Yidaber or Tilas Hashem B'machshava, no one's going to learn to be influenced. Uchumosha Kosa B'Sefer Tefer Esponim Alapasa Ki Yil Ish Ben Soirer Umoireh Einenu Shmeh B'Kol Aviv Ulechen Hizur Rav L'Bnoi. He explains this. I don't know what he means. Ki yelish ben sarah mora einenu shmeh b'kol aviv. Also, why did he have a child? He doesn't hear. The reason why he has a son who is a ben sarah is because he never heard his father make the bracha. Had his father made the brachas, has done his mitzvahs publicly, and he would have been shemeya, he would have seen. He would have seen how his father does mitzvahs. He would have learned, and he would not have been a ben sarah mora. Ulchein hizer rav lebenoy avidricha loyma habracha l'shmeh b'kol. So therefore, he's called here. He's called the pasuk. That's the time why it's better to be the one who makes the bracha. Ulam, Hatana Seve, what does the Tana say? Shanias Omein Gidoila. How then do we understand the other opinion that says that it's better to be the one who answers than the one who says the bracha? Yesh Lefarish, Shesvarasoid Hid, Alpi Masha Perish Rashi, Esmaira Gemara, Kolo Oine Omein Yehesh Merabach, Okoichoi Shehainu, Bechol Kavanosai, Uchevan Shaman. Here's the very Bechish, what he says. An Omein is easy to say, it's short, it's just one word. You don't have to spend that much time concentrating. You don't feel the strain of saying Amen. No one's watching you when you say Amen. It's short. You can say L'shem Shemayim. No one's going to think you're a faker. It's better if you make the brach. Everyone is watching. Everyone is listening. So therefore you're getting there in the limelight. And therefore you're going to have a machshav of a Zora, you're going to have a machshav of kavod. But when you're saying Amen, no one cares, no one's watching, so you can do L'shem Shemayim. So therefore, it's better to do something 100% L'shem Shemayim than to do something in public which influences others that it's not L'shem Shemayim 100%.
You should make quietly, so you
He's to give l'chein amar ben harai hashamayim kain hu. What does that mean? Sheroitz lirmois bezeh shadavar zehu toiv l'hashamayim, that this is a good thing l'hashamayim av shebaaretz einu malamid bezeh espenei beisa. That this is said that's good to heaven, but it's not good for mankind. No one's going to learn because Malkam Kevin Shachavnasun Shlema Harayz Odif. So it's another approach. It's another approach to do something privately. L'shem Shemaim is better than doing something publicly. That it's even though the benefit there would be other people will learn from your good deeds. V'zeh Perish Gamis Ma'ashamu B'Sugin Shemim Maharin Litein Socher L'Mavarich. They give reward L'Mavarich. Now here he says something very important. Socher does not mean reward in the next world. Sochar means reward, practical reward in this world. What do we mean? It doesn't even mean that Hashem gives reward. You bring the reward upon yourself. How could it be that he's teaching his children to seek reward? Reward in this world that your children will follow in your ways. If they see that you make brachos, they will imitate you. Sochar shabonam yilmudu minenu v'hainu sechar mitzvah shemutur liyais kavodim hamashamshim al manas lekabel pras kazeh. If you make a bracha, they will imitate you and you'll receive reward that your children will do also as well. Well, halacha, how are we passing halacha in Shulchan Aruch? Everyone thinks, he asks the average person, then the average person will tell that we pass like the Mount Emma that says, Godol ha'ina omen yoisem me'amavarich. That's the more popular memra, but that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass in Godol ha'mevarich yoisem min ha'ina omen. Well, halacha nifzem Shulchan Aruch, she Godol ha'mevarich yoisem. So he's saying over here a very big chiddush, saying that the hadrach in this dar, you definitely see this to be very true in this generation, is better do things that are not 100% l'shem shemayim, as long as there is a benefit for other people and for society. That's definitely the derech, because don't worry so much what people say. As long as there's a kernel of sincerity, even though there's a lot of nonsense that comes with it, a lot of packaging, a lot of media, you're in the paper, it's kedai. I remember someone told me, a publisher of a newspaper, he said he was soliciting from me something, about Nogea or something. So I told him, leave me alone, I'm not interested. So he said to me, it's not kedai in this generation to be humble. It's not kedai. You have something good to say, something good to brag about. Brag about it. Send it into the newspaper. Publish it. Let it. Oh, you want to be humble? It's not kedai in this generation. You have something good to offer. Let people know about it. It will be an inspiration for other people. They'll learn from it. And the Meshugoyim out there, they want to go and make Litzanis and say, just doing it for the covet. So good for them. Let them say what they want to say. The greater good is people should be influenced by good things. And that's exactly what it says. And that's a shulchan, that he's learning a whole pilpul. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There's another halacha. The other halacha is do it l'shem shemayim. It's pure, it's sincere. And that's more choshe before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's a valid mahalach. Those are the two opinions in the Gemara. Is it greater to answer Amen, or is it greater to make the bracha? But the bottom line is, in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, it's greater to make the bracha. So Shulchan Aruch is teaching us it's kedai to do things that are not 100% l'shem shemayim. If it means there are ulterior motives. The person. What? That's how he's learning Pshat. He's saying when you're making the bracha, he's saying it's a homiletic approach. When you're making the bracha, you're in the limelight. Everyone is watching. You're earning the honor. Everyone. So the person, look, they all love me. They all think I'm a great person. I'm making a bracha. They think I'm a tzaddik. I'm the gadol hadar. Right? Your mind starts racing. You go from one level. Mechayel l'choyel. You go meshuga. Right? That's human nature. Is that l'shem shemayim? Better you should go into Svodus and make the bracha, then it's all in L'shem Shemayim. But the answer is, if you go and you do it publicly, people are influenced, you know? Look at the cover he gets. Maybe it's... Okay, yeah.
But one who makes a bracha is making it for a purpose.
Yeah.
you also the punish Shloim with thanks for something. You eat something. It has nothing to do with saying Amen. One who says Amen, he, how can I say, he agrees with the bracha that he makes.
And this is Jewish. You are 100% correct. This is just a homiletic interpretation of this Memori Chazal. There are two parts. There's the one who makes the bracha. This is Jewish. This is not even halacha. This is Jewish. There's the one who makes the bracha, and there is the one who answers Amen. The one who makes the bracha has an advantage. The one who answers Amen has an advantage. In his interpretation, the one who makes the bracha has the advantage that it's something people will be learn from his good deeds. It's an opportunity to teach other people to. But the disadvantage is it's not 100% l'shem shemayim. There is kavod. There is honor. There are ulterior motives. Answering Amen has the advantage that it's 100% l'shem shemayim because no one is watching you answer Amen. But on the other hand, no one is being influenced to follow in your good ways. Which one is a better approach? In life, there is nothing that is perfect. Every single thing in life involves a trade-off. You can't have it all. You have to have priorities. Everything is a trade-off. So here we have two different approaches to life. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Both approaches are valid. Each one has its merits. However, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch, it says the one that makes the bracha, he's the one that is better. Which is a limud for us. That in the world that we live in, it's kedai to give up of some of the of your l'shem shemaim, of some of the benefit of being pure, in order that other people should have benefit from your good deeds. Okay, let's do one more thing quickly. Hider b'shukishavarech b'kolam, the hider of making the bracha loud. B'rabeinu b'chayei parshas b'shalach shebeir es mamar chazal godol ho'oine yoitzer min ha'nevarech. Greater is one who makes the answers than the one who makes the bracha. That's one opinion in the Gemara. Why? Ki ha'mevarech meid b'birchas ha'shel kodesh baruch hu shu mekar ha'bracha. The one who makes the bracha is acknowledging Hashem is the source of blessing. V'ho'oine amen. Anytime you answer amen, look at what he says. Hu mekayim ashtar. It's as if you are signing the document. If you have a legal document, you can have stacks and stacks of legal documents. What makes a document have value are the signatures. When the document is signed, the notary, that's the one that gives the document chashivas. You can print that from today until tomorrow, all the documents you want until your toner runs out. It doesn't make any difference. The one who signs the document is what gives chashivas to the document. The star is not valid with the first signature, but with the second signature. What?
You need
two witnesses. Oh, so he goes on to say an incredible chiddush that you should have two people answer on that. Look what he says. Let's see what he said.
The first
No, look what he said. He says something that's really off the charts. Ein kiyam ha'edus be'ed erishon ela be'ed sheni. She'edus nigmar al yadoi. V'ayin amen hu ha'ed ha'sheni. At first he says the one who ants amen is ha'ed ha'sheni. V'tzaruch hu she'yitztar ha'ed erishon shu ha'mavarech. I mean, this is what he says first. So the one who makes the bracha,
it's one aid,
and the one who answers is the second witness. If you have a document that only has one aid, it's worthless.
Right.
The document has no value until two witnesses sign.
So you don't need two to answer.
Right, you only need one. So far, this is what it says in Rabbeinu Bechayi, and that's the chashivas of answering amen. Answering amen, you're giving a kiyum. The one who made the bracha is only half the story. You need the one who answers amen to be mashlam. Vihine in the sefer called Raya Mehemna.
That's a Kabbalah.
I don't know what it is.
Kabbalistic word.
Kabbalistic sefer. Mashma. Sheyesh lahader sheyehei echad sheyana amen achar berchosa. Fine. It was sefer shalmi tzibur lemahari al gazi kosaf kevin shegodol koyach anias amen kolka amen kemoikain or kemok kolkach. Roy laha mavarech laha shmiya koiloi, the one that makes us should make the bracha loud, kish mavarech, kidei she yeanu, amen. Vim eino oise ke nimsa shu gorm shlo yeanu, amen, ve oine sharoi lumi sheino, amen. Roy loy, the one that the punishment that goes to the person that does not answer amen, the person that is a bracha and does not answer amen, is a very severe sin, which is not so simple. That's really the next paragraph. The person who hears the bracha and fails, if he hears it, right? If he hears it, so if you are causing others not to hear, because you did not make the bracha loud, you're just as bad as the one who heard the bracha and did not answer amen. Okay, then he writes here, I don't know what this stands for. You know what this stands for? Uvei Samach.
Sefer Chassidim.
The Sefer Chassidim, yeah. Ha'oimer Balacha, Shbircha Satayra, Ubaruchu. If you say quietly, Bircha Satayra, Ubaruchu. What do you mean, Baruchu? I don't know. I don't know why he says Baruch. Baruch Hashem Hamavar. Maybe when you get an Aliyah. Chris, sorry. Baruch. We make the Aliyah. When you get the Aliyah, yeah. And you say Baruch Hashem Hamavar. So people always answer Baruch Hashem Hamavar. Li'alam Vo'ed. But if they do not hear you,
have to.
That's right. But if they do not even hear you say Baruch Hashem Hamavar, then no one's going to answer Baruch Hashem Hamavar. Li'alam Vo'ed. They're not going to answer Amen. They're not going to answer the entire thing. Goizel Hamitzvah. You're stealing the mitzvah. Sharei tayag koilois leitimse ela im amen ubir ubracha sha'inen. Okay, whatever that means. I don't know what this means.
In the kitchen, about when you make it, and the people around the person who makes the bracha hear it, and the other people, they didn't hear it, but they're responding.
That's okay. As long as
you shouldn't do that.
You should not. No, you should. That's like the Gemara with the Rai Yisrael. The Letzan Yisrael Mitzrayim. They could not hear the bracha. They held up flags. So if you know, if you hear a rumbling that people are answering Baruch Hashem Hamavaruch Li'olam Voed, even though you did not hear the one who made the bracha because it's too low, he's making the bracha too low. You can still answer. It's no worse than them holding up flags and telling people now is the time to make the bracha. Amen, yeah. You have to say amen.
I don't know what you're saying, what you're saying amen about. Somebody says Shimon Esra.
You know what? You know basically what they're saying. You know people are saying Baruch Hashem HaMavarach, so you did not actually hear the one who got to say the words Baruch Hu, but if you can assess this is what is being said, you are allowed to answer and you should answer amen. Okay, let's go for the last paragraph. Uvimechitza sashekel machta shekel kosav b'shem sefer asem amarish kosav sheyahadish sheshnayim. Hear a chiddush, shoyim b'chayisa v'yanu aleihem amen.
Maybe I'll say this.
Edus. Yeah. So first he goes on and saying, is that Ben Lechai is the one who makes the bracha? He's the first eight. The one that ends, I mean, is the second eight. He's saying from Nachsa Shekel that no, the one who makes the bracha is the star. And the one that ends, you need two people to answer, I mean, to serve as eight. This is a new chiddush we've never heard before. That you should have two people answer, I mean, like have two witnesses testifying to an event. All right, we will take a short break. We're going to stop here.